Father in heaven, it's time to talk about your precious word. Hide me behind the cross and help me to share it in a way that's simple and clear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Revelation chapter 17. Bit of a difficult chapter. One thing you need to keep in mind, everything that God has, the devil has tried to make a duplicate. He has tried to copy it. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Satan, Antichrist, and false prophet. We have, the Christians have New Jerusalem. The devil has Babylon. That will help you understand this study in this chapter. Our New Jerusalem is the devil's Babylon. The coming one-world bride of the Antichrist is Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. That is the bride of Antichrist. The bride of Christ, of course, is the church. The reign of the Antichrist will produce the tribulation period. And we know that the reign of Christ will produce the millennium. The Antichrist will establish his headquarters in Babylon. The Jews get their Jerusalem, and the church gets New Jerusalem. Mystery Babylon is a woman. In chapter 12 in Revelation, we found that Israel is portrayed as a woman clothed in the sun who will give birth to Jesus. In chapter 19 of Revelation, the church is portrayed as a woman clothed in linen, clean and bright, who will marry Jesus. And here in chapter 17, Mystery Babylon the Great is portrayed as a woman clothed in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. Mystery Babylon is a harlot, but Israel and the church are good women. Mystery Babylon has a double identity. She is a bad woman who adorns herself with riches, but she is also a city who makes others rich. Jerusalem and New Jerusalem are good women who use their riches to help others, and they are holy cities. Chapter 17 describes the woman and her fall at the hands of the Antichrist and his puppet kings, his 10 puppet kings. And it happened shortly after the tribulation in the midpoint. We are at midpoint in tribulation period. In chapter 18, of course, we won't get there at all today, but it will describe the fall of the city by the hands of God, and it'll happen at the end of the tribulation period. The fall of Babylon was announced previously in chapter 14 and verse 8 of Revelation, also Revelation 16 and 19. And the next two chapters fill in the details of both of these destructions. As a mother, the great Babylon is a failure. She is a harlot and the mother of harlots. The Bible tells us that a harlot is more than just a woman who physically commits sexual sins. A harlot is also a person who spiritually has stopped following the true God and has turned to idol worship. Idol worship will be very pronounced during tribulation period. Great Babylon had abandoned their true God and they raised their daughters into false religions. She is a mother of these false religions who wants her daughters to grow up in the one world harlot religion. The names of some of her daughters you might recognize: New Age, Satanic Worship, Mother Earth Worship. In all the years that I've seen through television weather forecasting, just recently have seen, heard more about Mother Nature than I've heard of anything. Do you recall that as well? Mother Nature has served as another zinger. Mother Nature. You'll hear more of it. You'll hear less. If you go back to the, some of you have been around when TV started. I, for one, have been around when TV started. It was black and white. They had about one or two commercials. Gillette and Aunt Jemima. There was just a couple commercials. Now there's about 10 commercials as opposed to just a couple commercials. But I remember they talked a lot about God in those days. And some of you, if you've watched any of the old programs, you'll see that they had grace at the table. On the Westerns, they sat and they had grace at the table. You don't see that anymore. It doesn't happen anymore. Mother Earth worship, globalism, Hinduism, Islamism. These daughters talk about love and peace, but none of them love Jesus. None of them talk about the peace with God through Jesus. They are followers, a collection of a lot of religious people who will be left behind when the true church is raptured. As a city, the great Babylon was also a failure. Babylon started at the time of Babel, under the rule and reign of Nimrod. Nimrod was the grandson of Ham. Ham was one of Noah's sons. It is said of Ham that he uncovered his father's nakedness, is what the scripture says. If you do any research and study, you find that he must have committed a homosexual act on his father. As a result, Ham was cursed. Nimrod was born out of that cursed family. Nimrod means revolt. Nimrod's wife believed that she had delivered a promised son. His name was Tammuz. Of course, she was the first high priestess in the occult worship in Babylon. So there's a little bit of history for you for Babylon. Babylon, she's the birthplace of the mother of harlots. Many of her daughters will be active during the tribulation period. The city will be filled with adulterous kings. She'll open her doors to a one-world government. Listen to me. A one-world government and a one-world religion and global trade. These are three things that's the future. These are three things to be watchful. Our present administration is pushing socialism. All of you know socialism is a government without God. It never worked. It didn't work in Venezuela. It didn't work in Russia. It didn't work in China. We've called it communism. They call it socialism. And they're doing their best to incorporate socialism in America. And by the way, that's paving the way for the Antichrist. That's the paving. They're paving the way for Antichrist. You wonder why the present administration didn't make it? Maybe God says it's time. Maybe God says it's time. Are you with me? The time of the end is near. Nearer than you might think. Nearer than most of you think, the time is at hand. One world government, one world religion. That's why we're told we can't talk about Jesus because he offends too many people. One world religion, all under one umbrella. That's what the apostate church is all about, religion under one umbrella. People are intoxicated with big government, big money, global commerce, lust for pleasure. These will all flock to her. She will entice these adulterous leaders to marry her daughters, which will represent a merger of one world harlot religion with a one world government. This is coming very quickly. Shortly, after the tribulation period, the harlot's sons-in-law, which are the kings of the earth, will become wife abusers. They will kill the harlot or the one-world religious system. She rides this beast, her riding that shows that she has power. Her power will be for the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, her power. Then the Antichrist will throw her off the beast, and he will be in power. Antichrist, from the second half of the tribulation period, he will be in control, no longer the harlot. But the harlot will be in control in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Kings cannot marry religion, but it's a spiritual thing. The kings will, of course, adopt the harlot's religion, just as you and I are the wife of Christ. Just as Israel is the wife of God, these adulterous kings will marry false religions. They will marry these women involved in these false religions. They will espouse the doctrines of the false religions. They will cooperate with the false prophet and the Antichrist in pushing their false religions in the world. Those who founded the United States government believed in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They allowed prayer and Bible teaching and preaching to permeate the American culture. In America today, many leaders seem to keep trying to erase God from America's memory, history books, and society. There is a push to do just that, to eliminate God from our society. Remember, socialism is a government without God. Many will align themselves to these false religions. We know the Antichrist will come from Europe. It's the same in Europe. European leaders have already drafted a constitution that totally ignores God. They say Europeans are too pluralistic or sophisticated to include anything about Christian values. They say it's old-fashioned. And so their new constitution totally ignores God. Following the rapture, every political and religious leader left behind will be lost. They will tickle the ears of the Antichrist and work to get rid of the true God. Everything else, including Satanism, will be welcome in this new age movement. All right, that brings us to verse 1 of chapter 17. You there? Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me. Me means John, saying to me, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters. The many waters, we're told, and we'll be more explicit later in the chapter, has to do with people. Waters has to do with people, masses of people. Every nation, every people, every tongue. That is what the many waters means. It means people. Seas and waters represents masses of people. People, nations, and tongues. And the woman is pictured as sitting upon this great mass. She'll be supported by them. That means they will support her doctrines and her ideas, her ideologies. They will support them. Arnie Friot is a Bible commentator. He reports on this, the political roots of ecumenianism, which is one world religion. The United World Church are in Rome. The spiritual roots go back all the way to Babylon. Hal Lindsey, I expect to see more and more mergers between Christian denominations and more emphasis on ecumenism. That's just a fancy word for world religion. Under one umbrella. Everybody under this umbrella is welcome, and that would include all false religions. One of the problems that we had when Solomon was making trades with all these heathen nations and eventually adopted their false gods. As it happened in the days of Solomon, it will happen in America. It's happening now. You're told to keep your mouth shut. Don't talk about Jesus. Don't talk about him. Don't use that term. Don't use the word Jesus. Because it might offend somebody. Bible says many will be offended for his name's sake. Many will be. Verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. The harlot system will commit adultery with the kings of the earth. She'll conspire with the world leader to produce a merger of religion and government. Here it is. Here it finally is. A religious system united with a political system to manipulate the people of the earth into a false government-approved religion. There it is. Be all ready for the Antichrist. The wine of her fornication is a reference to demon possession. The wicked woman will cause people to be led astray by deceiving spirits. Verse 3. The woman rides the beast. So he carried me away in the spirit to the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Seven heads and ten horns. We had already were given information on that in the book of Daniel. Daniel talked about those ten the seven heads and 10 horns. That's the Antichrist, by the way. That's the Antichrist. The beast always speaks of a king or a kingdom. The word beast represents king or kingdom. The seven heads and 10 horns is the Antichrist. The woman sitting on the beast, we assume her harlot religion and the Antichrist will exist on earth at the same time. That will happen the first 3.5 years. They'll learn to exist with one another. They'll put up with one another for the first 3.5 years. But after that, look out. Then the Antichrist throws her off the beast and he takes over. And then he takes over. Okay. Let's look at verse 4. We'll try to get verse 4 in yet. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. In her hand was a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. The cup she's holding, could it be a representation of the Holy Grail? Would she take communion with it? She may want the world to maybe think that, but she's really holding a cup that is filled with abominable things, the filth of her fornication. And when the false religions drink from the cup, they will drink the wine of fornication, which is symbolic of deceiving spirits and demons. Many times people think today, well, there is no such thing as demons and devils. That's just what the devil would hope they would think. That's exactly what he would hope they would think. He doesn't want anybody to know about his agenda. He doesn't want anybody to think he exists. He wants to continue to deceive as he was a deceiver from the beginning. In the United States, the CIA has secretly used psychics, and many police departments have hired them to solve crimes. It takes a village. Guess you got to know who came up with that. She claims she held conversations with the deceased former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. Officials in China hire sorcerers to ward off diseases. Remember, that's communist China. That's a government without God. Communities in England have more Satanists than they have Christians. Reports have persisted for years that top Russian leaders are involved in the occult. Satan, of course, is the unseen force behind this. Here's what Billy Graham had to say. Satan and his demons are known by the discord that they promote, the wars they start, the hatred they engender, the murders they initiate, the opposition to God and his commandments. Satan works to bring about the downfall of nations, to corrupt moral standards, to waste human resources. Corrupting society's order, he wants to pervert the attainment of order and to shake the kingdoms of our God. He uses his destructive power to create havoc, fire, flood, earthquake, storms, pestilences, disease, and the devastation of people and nations. Hal Lindsey said, I have found this about religion. The more false a religion is, usually the more wealthy it has, the more wealth that it has. The more true a religion is, usually the less material things it has and it doesn't seem to care about. And I've seen the Christian church become poverty-stricken spiritually as they have become wealthy materially. Think about that for a moment. I think we'll take verse 5 and then we'll be finished. Verse 5, you still with me? And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. Mystery Babylon reminds us of Jerusalem in Ezekiel's day. Unfaithful Jerusalem was a harlot and the daughter of a harlot who committed abominations according to the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 16. This harlot's title reveals where she came from and what she's going to do. She came from Babylon. She will go back to Babylon during the tribulation period. And she is known as the mother of harlots and the mother of abominations. Mystery Babylon. It reminds us of the Tower of Babel. I spoke of it a little earlier. It was a predecessor of ancient Babylon. It started in the Tower of Babel. It was Nimrod's day. They revolted. He established a one world religion back then that was based upon, listen to this, astrology, sorcery, and the mysteries or legends of Semiramis. Semiramis was the wife of Nimrod. Tammuz was the son that was supposed to be the promised seed. She said he was the promised seed. This was nothing more than a duplicate of Jesus Christ. Nimrod's wife represents Mary, the mother of this promised seed. This is how far it dates back to Babylon. Heresy. We won't mention the church, but you would know who it is. Adopted many of the mysteries of Babylon and still carries on in their liturgies. In the liturgy service, they still continue in the mysteries of Babylon. And it was dealt with all these different false religions. Babylon will be destroyed as the Tower of Babel was. All right. I think we'll put a marker there. Put a marker right there in your Bible, and we'll, Lord willing, we'll pick up and continue from there.